First to the controversy over bonuses for staff at Irish Water. The company denied claims last week that it had made top-up payments to its 500 staff, but it has confirmed that when the company was established last year, it adopted the same performance award structure as its parent company, Bord Gáis, and that Irish Water staff will be eligible to receive these extra payments. Our reporter John Burke has obtained a detailed breakdown of those bonus payments at both Irish Water and its parent company, Bord Gáis, which was recently renamed Ervia. He's been giving me the background to these payments.
Back in 2011-2012, Bord Gáis introduced what they called a new reward model for their 900 or so staff. This included what they called a performance-related award for people who met certain expectations at work, with obviously higher payments for those who exceeded them. There are higher rewards for more senior staff than their junior counterparts, and everyone below the grade of chief executive or the directors reporting directly to the CEO are entitled to a performance award. Now, one of the interesting aspects of this annual performance award, as we've seen the documents, is that staff who get a need improvement rating will also be entitled to a bonus payment.
So if you work in Bord Gáis or Irish Water and at the end of your performance review you get a need improvement rating, you're still entitled to an annual bonus?
Yes, that's correct. These payments range from 1.5% for lower paid workers, in this case that's staff earning up to around the mid 40,000s range, and for senior managers whose salary would be in the mid 90,000s range, or up to, if they get a need improvement rating, they can get up to 9% of a performance-related award or a bonus.
So that's just the people who, quote, need improvement. What about the staff who simply meet their targets then?
Well, that's if you meet expectations, which is the next category up from needing to improve, you can get a pay award of between 2.75% for lower paid grades, rising to 6.5% for the middle ranking grades, and up to 14% for senior managers.
So who doesn't qualify for a performance award or a bonus at either of those companies then?
Only those staff who do not meet expectations, that's the description of it, at work, actually fail to receive any performance award.
So there are payments for needing to improve and payments for doing what you're supposed to do. Are there payments then for doing better than expected?
Yes, by far the highest paid bonuses go to those who either consistently exceed expectations or who far exceed expectations. In the latter category, lower paid staff can receive an annual 4% pay award and middle ranking professional grade staff can receive a top up of 9%. But the biggest winners in this category, and in fact the biggest winners overall, are senior managerial grades just below CEO and director level. They start to earn a bonus of 17% if they consistently exceed expectations and 19% per year if they far exceed expectations.
Now, Bord Gáis or Ervia, as it's now called, told us that these performance-related awards were better described as an element of at-risk salary rather than bonuses. This is a bit confusing. But anyway, what they say is that, in effect, they've removed the notion of a fixed salary and have instead replaced it with an element of salary which is continually at risk. The risk being if you don't perform to a certain level or if it would seem you fail to perform, you won't get the bonus element.
That's how they describe it. Many commentators, it's fair to say, have described the concept of these top-up payments as being an old-fashioned bonus. In fairness to Ervia, they actually confirmed and even to some extent corrected some of our figures when we put them to the parent company of Irish Water and themselves. They say that these new reward scheme, which includes the performance-related awards, which was introduced in Bord Gáis in 2013, had actually led to pay-related savings of more than €30 million and reduced pay there by 2.1%. It's worth pointing out, because this was an issue during the week, that no pay-related awards have been made yet to any Irish Water staff because it's a new company. It's something Ervia didn't mention, but it's worth saying that the bonuses on a business unit and company level are likely to be tied into issues like fixing number of leaks or lowering boil notices and so forth, and that the pay-related award is made up of individual performance, the business unit that the individual is in, and then the overall company's performance. And the Department of the Environment also told us that they've referred to this scheme in numerous parliamentary questions in the Dáil when they're asked, and including outlining how many people at certain grades stand to benefit under the scheme.